From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The exchange of attacks by Israel and Hezbollah is now nearly a week old, and the death toll continues to rise on both sides of the Israeli-Lebanese border. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice intends to travel to the Middle East, though there's no indication when she might go.
Several foreign governments are preparing for the mass evacuation of their citizens in Lebanon. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut that a ship arrived today to take some 1,200 people with European passports out of the country.
Help came for some 1,200 stranded Europeans today aboard the Greek passenger ferry Yetta Petra. Late this afternoon, the ship pulled in to Beirut's port, the same port that was the target of an Israeli airstrike early this morning, which killed two truck drivers. French officials say they received Israeli guarantees for the ship's safety. At sunset, passengers were brought into the port from the French embassy by bus. The evacuees walked one by one up the gangplank, carrying suitcases and leading children aboard for the estimated 8-hour trip to Cyprus. A history teacher named Marie Brunil was escorting four children back to France. One of them was 8-year-old Jérôme Beniton. I'm in a rush to leave Lebanon because of the war, he said. Every day it goes boom.
Ça fait boom.
The teacher, Brunil, has been living in Lebanon since the end of the country's long civil war. For 15 years, I watched the reconstruction of this country, she says. Now everything they rebuilt is being destroyed. It's terrible. This is just the beginning of what's likely to be a massive operation to evacuate foreigners from Lebanon. There are tens of thousands of French, Canadian, and British citizens here, as well as an estimated 25,000 Americans. A steady stream of worried Americans came to register at the U.S. Embassy today. Some of them asked this embassy employee whether or not they should make the trip by road to neighboring Syria, along a highway that's been repeatedly bombed by Israeli jets.
We go from here to Syria, we have no responsibility. It's your responsibility, sir.
Sam Hajazi and his wife Dina Sokin got stuck in Lebanon after coming here from San Jose, California for a wedding. They were frustrated with the lack of information.
I want a way out. I want to tell us
the
time frame.
We want to know what their plan is.
What's the plan? What's the time frame? You know, is it a day, a week? Do we need a ration? Do I need to get water? Do I need to get food?
The couple say they may be forced to go via Syria because they're running out of money.
I obviously don't want to go there, but if I don't have a choice, if I don't have any more money, it's my only way out. I need money for food. The ATM machines are stopping. I'm not getting any more cash. What am I going to do?
This afternoon, several U.S. Marine helicopters took off from the American embassy, carrying several dozen evacuees who were described as emergency cases. The Pentagon says a Greek ship called the Orient Queen has been contracted to begin evacuating other Americans under the protection of a U.S. warship. As foreigners struggle to get out of Lebanon, the death toll among civilians here continues to rise. Dozens more were killed today in Israeli airstrikes around the country. European and United Nations diplomats have traveled to Beirut to meet with the embattled Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Senyora, who has called for an immediate United Nations brokered ceasefire. A UN envoy reported some progress today after talks with Senyora. The envoy planned more talks in Israel, but he declined to provide details. All the visiting diplomats are insisting that Hezbollah release the two Israeli soldiers whose capture last Tuesday triggered the crisis. Hezbollah's leader says the only way Israel will get its soldiers back is through a prisoner exchange. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.